It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Good morning, folks. This is your old buddy Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for our weekly outdoor show. We've got a lot going on in the outdoors right now. The crappie have moved shallow. I've got some good reports from guide Billy Kilpatrick out at Lake Levan. The turkeys are beginning to gobble. It's just about time to get outdoors. We're going to spend some time in today's show and cover several bases and talk about what's going on right now. The first portion of our show is underwritten by Plano Golf Carts, www.planogolfcarts.com, which is the home of the Intimidator electric off-road vehicle, and Smokin' Tex electric smokers, www.smokintex.com. You know, folks, crappie are not the only species that's shallow. Black bass are obviously shallow right now, and we've got our longtime buddy, guide Larry Large, down at Lake Fork on with us, and we're going to pick Larry's brain and kind of give some tips, let him give some tips on bass fishing now. Larry, thanks for being with us.
I always enjoy being here, Luke.
We love to get you on and get some words of wisdom. You've been guiding on Lake Fork, Larry, for a long time, about a quarter of a century, roughly speaking, right?
Yeah, this is my 26th or 27th year. I quit counting a long time ago.
Yes, you're still fishing, though, and that's the important thing.
There you go.
Well, right now, we had some rain last week, and Fork has come up some from what it was weeks back. I know. What's the status of the spawn down at Fork right now, Larry?
Well, the lake's come up. We're only about 5 feet low now. This last rain got us pretty good, you know. It was 7.5 feet low, but I'll tell you, these fish are wanting. They're wanting to go right now. There is some fish on beds in the northern creeks, like Birch and Bell and Glade, and, up Big Caney. There's fish on beds up there, but the majority of the fish are still in that pre-spawn period. And, boy, we're just whacking them on brush hogs and jigs and unweighted flukes. And I'll tell you a little trick that I do if a fellow wants to have some fun and cover a lot of water. Do not pass up throwing a buzzbait this time of the year. Those big old sows, if they're anywhere close to that buzzbait right now, they will kill it. Everybody thinks that, you know, topwater is after the spawn in June, July, August, summertime stuff. Anytime the water temperature on Lake Fork is above 55 degrees and rising, you will find at least one buzzbait tied on in my boat.
You know, Larry, I've fished with you enough in the past, and you've proved that to me. I guess that's a reaction strike. That bass is thinking about being protective of a nest right now, right? And when that thing comes chugging over its head.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing.
Well, that is a good tip. Now, do you want to, say someone, a weekend fisherman, or 90% of the people that bass fish are doing it in the next month, do they want to get back in the creeks just yet, do you think?
There's fish so far back in some of them creeks, you got to pipe sunshine to them.
They're back.
They are everywhere, from the mouth to the very tail end. Of course, the farther back you go, the warmer the water. Now, if we have a cool spell, that shallow water cools off faster than the deep water, but don't think those fish are going back out to 35 foot of water. They're just going to the nearest cover in 6 to 8 foot or 10 foot of water, and that's where they're going to stay until the water starts warming up again. Well, they are done with deep water now until July.
That's it. Folks, our guest is guide Larry Large. Now, Larry's guided down at Lake Fork for about 26 years, and he's still very active. Actually, we have him on his cell phone. The reception is good, but it's not quite as if we had Larry in the studio with us, but we don't want him in here, Larry. We want you out there tracking those bass down, buddy.
got to catch him, boy. This time of the year, I'll tell you, it's, I don't know how anybody gets anything done at work. All I think about is fishing and hunting, and I'll tell you, this fishing, when you get on Fork and you get those 7, 8, 9, 10 pounders, it's just about as much fun as a grown man ought to be able to have.
I hear you, buddy. You know, while we've got you, Larry, you were telling me that the elk hunts up in the private ranch up there that you do in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, actually northeast. I've been up there. I was up there with you last year. Awesome place. But the first archery hunt in September, I think you'd mentioned there's one opening. You're only taking four people up, right?
Exactly.
And there's one spot.
Yeah, and I think it's the second hunt, Luke, that
Is
we
it
have
the second?
One day.
Okay. I know there's...
It's the second hunt. There are archery hunts, and I hate to say I'm going to guarantee you a bull, but it's about as close to any place that I've ever hunted in my life as being able to say I'd guarantee you a bull. Well, you know, that's a respectable shot inside of 30 yards.
Yeah, well, I was with you on one of the hunts last year, you know, Larry, and folks, four out of four shot elk and one shot a bear. There's quite a few bear up, a lot of bear actually up in that country, but it's as far as elk hunting goes, it's a pretty soft elk hunt, Larry. You know, it's roads get you up there, but the thing I liked about it, the fact that the ranch is just not disturbed. You know, it's a private ranch, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The fellow that owns the ranch, he pulls his cattle off for me in July, the first part of July, gives all the grass a chance to grow up, the brush to grow up, and there is a tremendous amount of elk. How many elk did we watch, legal bulls, just from the porch on the cabin?
Larry,
you know,
and,
last year, the day before opening season.
Yes.
It's just unbelievable.
Well, the truth is, I distinctly remember we were glassing from the... You look out at Elk Mountain, folks, on the cabin on this big ranch, and at one time we were watching five different bulls at one time, and I think you'd seen more numbers than that before we got there to hunt, you know, but the fact is, it's a ton of elk. Larry, you know, I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to leave your phone number for people that want to come out to Fork or talk to you and get more information on the bass fishing when they call you. If they're bow hunters and they want to go elk hunting, you can talk elk hunting with them too. How do they reach you?
All right, Luke, it's 903-765-3176, and I usually get off the water about 5. By the time I get in the house, it's after 6, so just make sure you call me after 6, and if that's not convenient, leave a name and phone number, and I'll call you as soon as I get in.
Well, Larry, thanks very much, buddy, and I'm going to let you get back to catching those bass, okay?
I'm going to do it.
Folks, we pretty much got the bass scene covered up at Fork. Let's jump up to Lake Texoma. Guide Larry Sparks with Sparky's Guide Service does a good job of keeping us tuned in up there. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning, Luke.
I know that the stripers are biting like crazy. I'm hearing it from everybody. The only problem is I'm not up there catching them. Kind of give us an update, if you will, up at Texoma on the striper fishing, Larry.
Well, I guess, Luke, for this time of year, it's about as good as, you know, I've seen it, you know, being here for the last 14 years. But, you know, we're anywhere from 25 to 40 foot. They're based in the river channels ready to, I think they're ready to go spawn. The eggs are really turning colors and which we're having a very early spring, but, you know, with these 70, 80 degree temperatures, it's going to happen, and fishing, you know, during that time, where they're going or coming back, the fish, you know, they'll get after you. So it's a good time to be here, man.
It is, Larry. And y'all are, I know that you and your team of guides up there, you guys use live bait because they'll eat live shad. The stripers will when they won't eat it. That's what they eat.
That's what they eat, Luke. And
yeah.
It's just hard to beat, you know. And,
uh-huh.
And the shad is, you know, it's pretty plentiful, you know, around the marinas, around mm-hmm. the docks there. You know, you don't have a big problem of getting it. It's, you know, a little bit of work, but, you know, if you want to get out there and compete and do the best job you can do, you better go get it.
Because you bet.
There's nothing like it.
Well, Larry, that's a good update. Right now, the stripers are going strong at Texoma. I already knew that, but I wanted you to get the word out and tell everybody that's listening up in Northeast Texas about it. Now, if they want to go to your website and then a phone number, I'd like you to, you know, give them some information so they can contact you.
You bet, Luke. They can call 580-916-2293, you know, SparkysGuideService .com, and we do have some openings, and, you know, I got all my boys ready to roll, and And we got some trips. We got some days, you know, that we can put some people in. We're doing morning and evening trips, and they're all working. You know, everything's doing pretty well.
Good, Larry. And if people just want to call up and get some striper information on Texoma from you, I know you're available for that too, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I'm always gonna. I'm here to help.
Talk fishing.
You bet. That's what we do.
All right. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Thank you.
Folks, we've covered the black bass, the stripers. Now it's time to get with guide Billy Kilpatrick up at Lake Levan and get a crappie update. Billy, thank you for being with us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Luke.
Good morning, buddy. Tell us about the crappie. I've been seeing the pictures you sent me of these big crappie that you've been catching. It must be real good right now.
It's real good. With the nighttime temperatures staying in the low 60s and mid-60s, it's really warming the shallows up. Daytime and nighttime, so the males are coming in just in bunches at nighttime after dark with lanterns.
So that's the trick right now. You don't have to have a boat, really, do you, Billy? Is it mostly bank fishing?
Yeah, probably 80% of the people that are fishing right now are fishing off the bank with bobbers at nighttime with lanterns. You know, get a little glow sticks, putting them on top of the bobbers, fishing minnows about. I'm more than 2 foot deep, and, I mean, just large numbers of crappie are being caught right now.
Awesome. What kind of cover? You fishing rocks or stick-ups, or what kind of cover are you fishing?
Yeah, most of the places that we're catching our fish right now are around any rocks, riprap. Like I said, this Lake Levan has Highway 380, which runs about a mile. There's rocks on both sides of it. At Mallard Park, railroad trestle, and the dam, too, also. So anywhere there's rocks, those rocks are warming up during the daytime, and the fish are coming in spawning right in the rocks.
Billy, when you're looking, you know, like you mentioned, there's miles of riprap rock. Is one spot as a rule as good as another, or are you looking for areas close to deeper water? Any trick to that?
Well, it seems like the rocks that are in water know deeper than probably 6 feet are the ones that are holding the largest numbers. And then even up shallower than that, you know, a lot of these, the lake's down a little bit, so a lot of the rocks that are around, especially up on 380, the bottom is not even 4 to 5 foot deep, so those are prime areas to catch fish, and there'll literally be thousands of fish caught there on 380 this season.
Okay, so that's for the average guy or gal going out fishing 380, the riprap around there, and parking's pretty, you can find a safe place to park off the road there, can't you?
Oh yeah, there's parking on in the middle median there. It's a four-lane highway, two going one way, two going the other, and you just park anywhere there off the road, and walk over to either side of the bridge there and walk down the rocks and just find you a good spot. And as far as any kind of isolation or cover or anything you're looking for, there's really no need to, because those fish are running up and down those rocks. Just the males looking for the warmest water, looking for places to start making beds for the females to start coming in, which actually haven't yet, but they probably will here in the next week.
Very soon. Well, Billy, thanks a lot. I'd like you to leave a contact number for people that might want to talk crappie fishing at Levan with you, or pick your brain, or come up and go fishing with you. How do they contact you?
Sure, 214-232-7847.
Well, Billy, thanks a lot. And here in a couple of weeks, within a week, the females may start moving up. But I want to call you and get you back on with us and let you give some tips when that happens, okay?
Sure, anytime.
Thank you a lot. Folks, that wraps up our show for today. We've covered the bases, everything from stripers to catfish to crappie. It's time to go fishing right now. The second half of our show was underwritten by Little Stinker Catfish Baits. You can learn about that at UncleJosh.com. Until this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.